welcome to the Questionnaires podcast, where each week we source the best questions from the internet and try to provide the best advice from.
If people under 18 are called minors, why aren't people over 18 called majors?
Two.
Are rams called rams because they ram things? Or is the act of ramming called ramming because rams ram?
We're here to prove that every question deserves an answer. Joining me this week, as always, is Marcus.
Hello, Tom.
And Damien.
Hey, guys.
You got it first go.
You got it first go. We were all worried about the tongue twister for me, but I got it.
Yeah.
I got it good.
Marcus has a way of finding like the most difficult things for him to wrap his tongue around.
And then that's the question.
And yeah, you just throw it in
that's
there.
That's how I like to use my mouth.
You got it in the first go, but you did have to psych yourself up for an hour before reading
it.
And me and Tom just had to sit here in silence.
Doing push-ups. You guys were just watching and staring at me while I'm like, lipping the ramming.
It was a bit weird, but it's like we got there.
Lipping it.
Like,
very nice. What's happening? How you doing?
Do not do that into the microphone.
Yeah. God, I
apologize to all our listeners for what Marcus just did there.
I'll isolate everyone else's
just
vocals.
Just ramp it up.
We don't need to hear it. How you going?
Yeah, good.
You good?
Yeah, I know. I know we've been away for a week.
Yeah, we're on and off.
We're on and off.
Yeah.
But, you know, life's moving forward. Sometimes we get busy.
You seem to have a cool weekend last weekend, but...
I did.
You did something cool, but you're just like, I don't know how I feel about it. Like, you sort of said it was good, but...
It was cool. No. So what I did for the weekend, my partner took me away to... We were staying out on a winery, which is beautiful. There was a hotel there, but we actually stayed in a Airstream, it's called, which is...
Is that what it's called?
It's Airstream. Called an Airstream, which is like how I like to call it is like a movie trailer. Like, if you saw movie stars on sets of things like... Even on TV shows, they've got this little trailer.
It's like a silver, reflective.
Yeah, exactly. It's reflective. It's like old-fashioned camper van.
It's either that, or I would say it's the person that is living off the grid on a mountain.
Yes, that's
and
it.
And they want they're wearing a tinfoil hat and in their little tinfoil house.
Did the house, did it come with tinfoil hats?
It did. They were in the compartment at the top above the seat. No, it was actually really done up. It was really nice, beautiful. I liked it a lot, but I'm a big guy.
Mm-hmm.
And so there were certain moments in the thing where... Like the bathroom, for example, the toilet, where it was cramped.
Was it like a airplane toilet?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's not fun.
Which to me, I'm like, if they just extended that out a little bit more, it'll be the perfect stay. But that being said, a smaller person would have had a good time.
Was it?
like a better time.
Great for small people. Was it cold?
It wasn't cold because they've got an amazing heater built into it. So we just turned it on. It's a very small tin can, so it heats up.
Basically like some garlic bread. Just nice and warm, toasty.
Yeah, it was a great fun. The winery itself was amazing.
Yep.
The scenery around them was great. It was a really amazing time. Like I said, the only problem was the bathroom being small. That's it.
Was it like Yarra Valley?
No, it was closer to Shepparton. So, up north.
Right.
Yeah, it was around there.
Just for those people in Victoria.
Because we can't leave the state, really.
We're just enjoying the tourism that we have on offer here.
That's it.
It's kind of I'm fine with it at the moment.
Yeah.
I'm fine just to have like the doors closed and everyone just sort of being able to do
the local tourism.
Yeah, that's fine by me.
Did you also go away on the weekend, Tom?
No, I didn't, though. That's the thing.
So just the two of us did.
Damien went away.
And I would have loved an invite. Because you were down the other side of things. You were sort of near the water, weren't you?
Yeah, I went to Phillip Island.
Yeah.
And just by coincidence, we didn't know it was there. The whale watching festival was on.
Oh.
So I go, hell yeah, let's go see some whales.
Right.
We saw some whales.
That's a whale.
Anticlimactic?
No. In the brochure.
Oh.
We did not see any whales in person, unfortunately.
That's what they would look like. You can imagine.
Yeah. There was a moment where we were walking to like a lookout point where they say you can see whales there. And we happened to walk past... a mother and a kid who were walking the opposite way.
Not a whale, mother.
A whale. She was not a whale. But the kid was talking about how he saw a whale and blah, 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 blah. And it was like going into vivid depth, right? So my girlfriend was like, my wife is like, oh, they've seen whales. We should rush to the point because they've obviously seen some whales. And I said to her, I was a little boy once. He is lying.
He didn't see shit.
I know what boys are like.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. I just know how little boys are and they feel like they don't want to miss out.
Of course.
And we walked up and I asked somebody at the point have there been any whales? He's like, no, there's been nothing for hours. And I was like, of course they keep flying.
The kids saw a whale and Max Gorn was surfing it as well. Because that's his hero. Like, they'll see whatever they want to see.
Yeah, exactly.
It's bullshit.
It gave me flashbacks to when I went to like a Macca's birthday party as a kid.
Yeah.
And they took us into the back freezer. Which I don't know why that was part of the birthday tour.
It was a funny excursion. Like, let's get the cake, guys. Yeah. Off to the freezer.
Yeah, I don't understand why they did that.
Yeah. I don't know. But the person who took us around.
There's hot oil.
Yeah. Well, they took us into the freezer and they're like, if you look closely, you can see the Hamburglar running around and he steals the burgers. So all of us kids, even though we saw nothing, we're like, oh, I saw him.
He was that's a hook.
That's just John who works on the fry deck.
Yeah, right. Just squatting in the freezer.
And he's just like, oh,
goola goola goo. Just makes some noise.
That's the Hamburglar noise.
So, we did not see any whales or Hamburglars, but we did have a good time.
Damn, that's your accommodation spacious?
It was I could have slept in the toilet if I wanted to.
Oh, Marcus, listen to that.
Yeah.
Luxury.
I'm sorry. Sorry to rub it in your face.
That's okay.
Oh, it's good. I'm glad you boys had a nice weekend.
Did you do much on the weekend?
No, I didn't really do much at all. Yeah, it's okay. That's fine by me, though.
Why are you crying, Tom?
I was going to record the podcast just myself, but I decided people probably wouldn't want that.
Spoken word, it'll be all right.
You know, it's all right. But let's catch up on what we were trying to, you know, we try to do every week, which is answer questions from the internet that we find from people that need advice. We try to help these people, provide some advice, help them on their way. That's how the show works. The other thing we do is we choose a theme for each week to name the question askers. And it's Marcus's theme this week.
Well, my theme.
Yes.
And this week I wanted to name things after things that punish you that you keep going back to. Yes. I wrote that down. I actually sent it to you guys earlier.
Yes,
because
you did.
You know, some of these themes can be a bit more...
Yeah, sometimes you need to think.
In the moment, you can't. So things that punish you, you keep going back for. The gluttons for punishment.
I'm a glutton for punishment.
You are.
I mean, look, some people might think, you know, things you keep going back to, it might be like a toxic relationship that you might have, you know, someone that's not right for you, but yet you still just can't give them up.
You can't quit it.
Just can't quit it.
Yeah.
I have that.
You do have that, though?
Personally, yeah.
Oh, come on, please tell us.
It's with a video game series.
I thought you were going to say, and it's this podcast. Yeah. I keep coming back after 5 years.
Toxic relationship with these two men. No, it's with a video game series known as Dark Souls.
Mm.
And you guys are aware that I was playing a Dark Souls game recently.
Yeah.
And I recently beat it, which
well
is
done.
Amazing. Amazing feeling.
Just to give people who don't know much about the game series thing, why is it a glutton for punishment?
Look, it's not, it's kind of, it's hard. They're hard games. They're hard, but they're fair. You die a lot in them. And I think the whole point is like, we're going to kill you 500 times just to see if you will play that 501st time and get through.
How many times do you reckon someone's thrown a controller through a TV because of that game?
I've watched a lot of compilation, because obviously like I've like looked at a lot of YouTube stuff here and there to sort of, you know, get ideas of what to do. Because it's one of those things that you can't really cheat the game. You can't look at a guide and go, oh, cool, that's how I do it. It's like, cool, that's how he did it, but I can't replicate what that person does.
Yeah.
It's all about timing and stuff like that. But I've seen a lot of rage compilations for these particular games. But I beat it. And now instead of just moving on to something else, I've gone to another Dark Souls game. So I'm just trying to play. I'm trying to get them all done.
You just like being punished here.
I do. So Dark Souls punishes me. And so this one's going to come from Dark Souls.
Mm-hmm.
So Dark Souls writes, making my girlfriend pay for her share. Hello. My girlfriend, myself.
Hi.
Wait.
I'm just not used to questions starting with hello. Sorry, that took us.
Hello.
How are you?
Okay. Hello. My girlfriend, myself, my parents, and my brother and his wife all went on a vacation in another country a week ago. My brother and I were the ones who did most of the planning of the itinerary, although we did ask everyone else for input. For background, I make around 150K as an IT consultant.
Just a little brag.
My girlfriend is a teacher making 45K. My parents are pretty affluent, as well as my brother and sister-in-law. My girlfriend knew this trip was coming up and took on a second job waitressing on the weekends for several months to get ready for it. We have always split things 50-50 in the 2 years we've been together. There were a few times on the vacation when she did not go on outings with us, wine tastings, scuba diving, etc. She would also only eat two meals a day, simply stating that she was on a budget. My family does favor more high-end expensive places. My parents thought it was very strange that she only eats two meals a day, although she usually eats three. When we got home, I asked her why she skipped out on several of the outings and only ate two meals. I mentioned how I heard her stomach growling one night and said I was concerned about her having an eating disorder. She got teary-eyed and said that three meals a day wasn't fiscally feasible for her, and neither were the outings that she chose to not go on. She went on three of the six outings. She said she was not expecting everything to cost so much and she was overwhelmed. She also said that she doesn't know if this is going to work long term if she is expected to go on vacations like that with people who make much more than her. I feel bad that I did not pick up on her discomfort sooner, but we did agree to split everything 50-50 and I don't know why she agreed to come if the cost was an issue. Dark Souls.
Wow.
That is a Dark Souls question. This man has a dark soul.
Yeah.
His soul's black.
Look, he did hit some, like, I don't think he's as evil or black as we're, dark as.
He's not like the Lord of Cinder.
No, he's not. Dark Souls. He did pick up as, like, I should have picked up on it earlier.
Right.
But, you know, we did agree to 50-50. Realize, man, you earn three times as much as what she does.
Yes.
She can't afford it.
She can't eat three meals a day.
She's gonna go into some serious debt.
Yeah.
Just to eat all these meals. Like, maybe
they're eating like friggin' oysters.
They're probably eating oysters, caviar, you know, lobsters. Yeah.
She's married to the Monopoly man.
Yeah.
It makes me wonder what she was saying to him when she couldn't go.
Yes.
Because surely he would pick up after the first time. She's like, we've gone away.
Yep.
You guys can go on this excursion. I'm just going to stay home. Surely that would be a red flag to be like, but why would you stay home if we've all gone away together?
I mean, she could maybe say scuba diving makes me feel a bit uneasy.
Yeah.
She probably had excuses, but then she felt bad or you know, didn't want to feel judged for not being able to afford it.
She wanted to try and come and be a part of the family event, which is family vacation, which I understand.
Yeah.
But Dark Souls probably need to realize is she can't afford it. And that's okay. But if you want her to come along, she'd been somewhere.
What he doesn't mention is that, like, if she was struggling and if that was the reason, I would have put it in. I would have put in for
You're right. He doesn't even say that.
He never touches
He's
on that.
He's never just like, oh, I wish I had known. He's just like, I wish I had picked up on it sooner.
We had a contract 50-50 on everything.
Yeah. But, honey, you knew. You took the second job. I thought it would be okay.
Yeah.
It's kind of cruel, right?
It's cool, though. Yeah.
That's a really good point, Tom. And I don't think there is like any obligation to pay for everything for your partner.
Right.
Okay. But I think in this scenario, if you want them to be with you and your family, and like Marcus said, you're earning three times more than they are and you come from an affluent family, I don't think it's that big of a deal to be like, hey, we're going to this winery.
Yeah.
Dinner's on me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you really care about the person, that shouldn't be an issue.
That's true.
You shouldn't be referring to the 50-50 contract every time there's a transaction that takes place.
Yeah, it's like, well, we did agree to 50-50, like, you know.
Do you think that he's maybe, because he's wealthy, he's sort of protective of his wealth and he's just like, I want to make sure that you're not in it for my cash?
Potentially. But but I feel like if that is even the case, like if he's still worried that she is a gold digger.
Right.
So to speak.
I ain't saying she's a gold digger.
No, we ain't.
Yeah.
But she ain't messing with no bro. but that being said, she does seem to be paying for stuff. You can still ask, well, as long as you pay for something, as long as you're contributing to stuff, that's fine. I can pay for the rest.
Yeah.
Especially when you're going to these fancy restaurants or picking up saying, all right, all my family have gone to this winery. Maybe you and I can go somewhere a bit cheaper.
She's probably putting herself in the red.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like,
oh, she's just, he's failed
to see her side of things. Yeah. Like, on the vacation.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's probably where, if he wants this relationship to sort of last, saying, I fucked up.
Yeah.
But now I know that you can't sort of keep up, which is fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe we don't go on these holidays, or maybe I put in for these holidays like more
or
so you
give
can
it
come.
Longer to save for it. Or
he's also like failing to recognize that her doing this trip and like putting herself financially in the red, like you said, Tom, shows that she cares a lot about him.
Yeah.
Yes, she's right. Like, I'm happy to go and spend money on these things so I can spend time with you and your family, even if I won't be able to eat for a week when I get home type of thing. Yeah. So I don't think he's putting...
I just want the experience with you guys.
He saw that... This is what I thought was a bit crazy. Instead of hearing her grumbly stomach and going, she's hungry, she wants to eat.
She has an eating disorder.
Yeah, he jumped to that. What's going on? Well, like he's not picking up. Like
he's the most clueless person.
He seems like it.
Yeah, he's really not picking up on stuff.
While writing this question, he seemed clueless. Like, she earns $50,000, I earn $150,000, and yet I thought she had an eating disorder.
Even as he's typing, by the time he's finished, he should have been like, oh, no, wait, it all makes sense. Backspace.
No need to be on the internet.
I'll all delete. It's okay. I won't ask the question.
Yes, I understand now.
Yeah. He just posts, it's okay, I'm a dumbass. Yeah, right. Submits it to Yahoo.
Never mind.
That was the first response to the actual question.
How can someone, you know, so like successful and wealthy be so dumb?
Was he successful though and wealthy? I mean,
Do we want to be do we want to generalize? He's an IT guy. Maybe he's a little bit weird.
Socially,
he's focusing. Hey, yeah,
painting with a broad brush.
I'm just saying, we explore every option here at the questionnaires. Yeah. Okay? Maybe he's not picking up on the social.
Or he could be book smart, but not street smart.
Exactly. Yeah. He's not street smart. He spends time playing Minecraft and whatever else IT people do.
Dark Souls, maybe.
Yeah, I'm like, fucking Minecraft losers. Let me play my underworld game. I'm a knight.
Yes, I'm a knight with a sword.
Yes.
I think he's not picking up on it, but I hope he listens to us so he can actually hear and realize, just maybe chip in for her.
Right.
Like, she clearly cares enough for the relationship that she's willing to put herself in the red.
Is there a point in a relationship, or what is the point where it's just like, you know, I mean, you might sort of feel like doing 50-50 is fair at a certain point. Yeah. If you're both in a similar life situation. When is it that that sort of becomes not something you think about?
That's it, yeah. That's
about 50-50?
It's not usually a conversation.
No, it's not. And that's an interesting thing, because when I was working in retail a lot of the time, I would find it interesting when a couple would come up to the counter.
Yep.
And they would, like, I mean, I'm making an assumption here. They're older, so I'm thinking they're probably married or something.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, they're clearly together, and I'd go to put the transaction through, and they'd be like, no.
Separate.
That's my half. Yeah. And then they'd put their stuff, and then their partner would go.
Yeah, right.
And I was always like, oh, I wonder how long they've been dating for, or like they've just got some financial agreement. It would always make me wonder about that.
I feel like every relationship has a different financial sort of agreement.
Yeah.
Some people share bank accounts. Some people keep separate bank accounts.
Sure. Yeah.
Some people do 50-50 other times. Like, I know with like my relationship, a lot of the time, because we earn about the same amount of money, mm-hmm. My partner always goes, nah, my turn to pay or whatever it is. Yeah. And it's 50-50 that way. That being said, I generally say, no, I'll throw
it. It's
not
something you would ever keep track of.
We don't keep track of.
Wait a second.
It seems less meticulous than this guy who was like, we have a 50-50 contract.
Before you pull your card out, you're like, wait, no. Last night we got Chinese. I paid. Before that, I paid two. So that's one more. I'm up. So yeah, you are doing
the best thing about this, Tom, is there's an app for it.
Oh, there we go.
So titles have apps.
Yeah, I didn't realize.
I don't think I would do that with my wife.
Yeah, right.
I'm guessing with you guys, probably the same thing happens. Like, there was never a conversation. It was just like, oh, I'll pay for this.
Yeah.
And then like someone just pulls their card out
just
and pays for
it.
Just Yeah.
Exactly.
And I think that's completely fine.
So what should Dark Souls do?
Dark Souls should have this conversation with his partner saying, I fucked up, in terms of not realizing sooner.
Yeah.
Maybe, look, the other alternative is he could have said to her, if something like that's happening, actually say it's because I can't afford it. And then maybe I can... It'll click in my head.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm not clear. Like, maybe I'm not realizing it.
Especially if you care for each other. I don't think you don't want money to come between you guys and be the thing. Because she obviously would have felt embarrassed and a bit ashamed because she couldn't pay for that stuff.
Yeah.
So there has to be a conversation there about it.
He obviously realizes that she's not as financially capable as him.
Yeah.
And he's still just like, I don't know what the problem is.
You got
to
keep
up. The problem is you live an expensive lifestyle and she don't have the cash to be able to do that.
To support it, yeah.
It at least doesn't sound like he's flaunting his wealth or holding it above her.
Yes.
But I do think he's not using enough empathy.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
He's like, we are equals.
He's like, why don't you just earn more money? I just don't get it. I don't know. It's easy. Just be richer.
Be richer, please.
Anyway, I think that's fair enough. Let's leave it there for Dark Souls then.
Yes.
Right. Marcus, do you want to go next or Damien?
I can go.
Damien.
Let me say what I'm going to name my question asker after first, and then I'll set my question up.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to come from the Halal Snack Pack.
Oh, the HSP.
Oh, okay.
You
know, I've never had a Halal Snack Pack.
You've never had one?
No.
Thomas.
Never had one.
Never interested
Shut the
you?
Front door.
No. Well, when they were sort of becoming en vogue, I was like on like a very like...
Half-kick?
I was on a certain diet where I had to avoid very fatty foods.
Right.
I think that was just like... I looked at that. My intestines quivered like just from looking at it.
I guarantee you, you would have died. You would not be here recording this episode.
That's what I mean. So I've always avoided it. I mean, I've had things like loaded nacho fries and things like that, which is pretty much like the Mexican version of a HSP.
Yeah.
But like a HSP specifically... Never actually put it in my mouth.
It is. What a weird way to phrase that. Right. It is one of those things where I love it.
Yeah.
But I have an intolerance to a lot of the ingredients in there.
Everything does not agree with me.
I eat it and then
even
I
the styrofoam
die
packaging.
I equate to eating HSP like how someone... This is going to upset some of the women listening to this podcast. I equate it to a woman having a child. Because I feel like whenever I've spoken to friends, who've had kids, they were like, oh, it's so rewarding, but never again. Yeah. I don't want to have a kid again. Like, never again. Yeah. And then 9 months later, or a couple months down the track, they're like, you know what?
I want to have another baby.
I think I can have another kid.
Let's do it again.
And that's how I feel about HSP.
And then he just calls up his local kebab place to get his HSP.
Whereas, like, it's like childbirth. The HSP is a thing of beauty.
Yeah.
But after I have it, I'm like, you know what? I'm never doing that again.
When you're in the delivery room.
Why?
You're thinking different. Yeah, you did this, Damien.
Damien's had an epidural. He's ready to go.
It's multiple visits to the delivery room, by the way. I'm like, I never want to do that again.
Yeah.
I want a C-section.
Yeah, right. Cut it out of me.
Yeah, cut me open. Get it out.
Okay.
And then a couple months later, I'm like, you know what? Mm. Knock me up again.
Round five, baby.
Pit stop asking the man to knock you up.
Yeah.
And even the guy at the HSP was like, are you sure about this? Right. Yes. All right. So HSP writes in. Okay. And before I throw this question up, Marcus.
Mm-hmm.
Chose this question for you.
Yes.
All I'm asking is your best behavior.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Here
all
we
right.
go.
All right.
Keep it together. I like how he's already started on the poopy jokes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Your best behavior.
All right.
HSP writes in. I'm not going to give you the question. I'm just going to read it.
Yeah. Good. Yeah.
My boyfriend, 23 years old, is a goofball. We've been together only for 6 months, but without question, he's the funnest guy I've ever been around.
Hmm.
We have not slept together, but he's been staying over a few nights a week since my place is much closer to his work. I woke up this morning and he was already up. It's my standard thing to check my cat's litter box on Thursday morning. This morning, there was a huge poop. I'd seen something years ago about Brad Pitt doing this to one of his friends, so I knew it wasn't the cat. I wasn't amused and made him clean it up. He realized his prank had bombed badly and apologized profusely. I told him I just needed him to leave and let me think. He did without objection, though I could tell he was scared about what my thought process might be. I really like him, but I just don't know if I can get over the fact that he actually squatted over a place in my house that wasn't the toilet and let a poop come out. I just don't know what to think, so I am asking here, what should I do here, HSP?
Oh, my God.
Look. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
That's right.
He went for it.
Is that what Gretzky was thinking?
He went for it, the jerk. He missed.
I mean, going by the question, he got in the litter.
He didn't miss the litter box.
Yeah.
He didn't miss the box. However,
oh my God.
You know, sometimes you strike out. I think of two sports analogies there.
So it's
trying really hard not to say poop.
It's an open air, just sitting there.
like that's horrifying.
That is like, and I think he would have had the biggest shit-eating grin on his face while he was doing it too, right?
Can you imagine?
The cat would have been looking at him, and it's just like, what are you doing, human?
He's squatting over. Yeah. He's asserting dominance on the cat.
And what's the new guy doing?
Mr. Fluffballs.
Whoa.
There are so many points in that thing, that him doing that, he could have pulled the pin.
Yeah. Mm.
Grabbing the toilet paper as you walked over to the litter.
No. He would have like wiped his bum off the cat.
Behave yourself, okay? Behave yourself.
Squatting over the litter. Yeah. Making eye contact with the cat.
The cat was definitely watching.
Yeah. Like, it's turning around, looking at what you've done, and never thinking, this is weird.
Yeah.
Did he actually try and cover it up like the cats do?
I don't think so. No, he would want it to be on display.
Yeah. Yeah.
It would have been on display regardless. I don't know if you know how deep kitty litters are.
I've seen kitty litters.
It would have looked like the iceberg that the Titanic hit.
Once it snapped in half.
Yeah.
What I like is that she was trying to give him the, you know, benefit of the doubt, or just being like, look, I understand. Brad Pitt apparently has done this before.
Has he?
So it's okay. Like, she's sort of just being like, I might forgive him.
A celebrity's done this.
Yeah, right. I heard Brad Pitt had done it.
Brad Pitt's hot too. So, you know, if he's done it.
But I think, No.
I looked into it, by the way, that Brad Pitt thing.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt didn't do it.
Yeah.
She's just lying to herself.
He's just like, what? Why are you so good about me? Wait.
People lying on the internet?
It's so specific.
Brad Pitt did it.
Here's the thing.
Was there an interview with Gwyneth and Gwyneth said that? Like, somewhere? Was it in the Goop?
No.
Gwyneth Paltrow was like, we're on the set of Seven.
Yeah.
And when we opened up the box, My head wasn't in there. It was a piece of shit.
Kitty litter. In kitty litter.
We're going to rename 7 to 2.
It's in the what's it called? Bonus features. Bonus features.
So I looked into it. Sorry. It wasn't directed by David Fincher. It was directed by David Pincher.
Oh my god.
Okay, so it turns out
I'm meant to be behaving.
And this is clean comedy from me and Tommy. This is clean comedy.
I'm Mr. Pincher.
Alright. We work blue, you work brown, alright? That's the difference.
Yeah.
So it turns out Brad Pitt did not take a Brad shit. Yeah. But it turns out it was George Clooney.
Oh yes. The suave man himself is known for his pranks.
So he does drink a lot of coffee.
You know, but I wouldn't want to look at that kitty litter after his coffee poo.
It's not Brad shit, it's George Clooney.
That's right. All right, so here is the story, right? I think it makes it funny what the boyfriend did.
Yeah.
So apparently, because George Clooney is known to be a prankster.
Yes.
He was sharing an apartment with a fellow actor who is apparently obsessed with his cat, treated it like a baby.
It'd be like Matt Damon.
Do we know
or
which cat?
Which cat is it? It's Whiskers Damien.
He's one of those actors that, like, you recognize his face, but you wouldn't know his name. His name's Richard Kind. Anyway.
Okay.
So what what George Clooney did was he cleaned up the litter box of the cat without telling the owner.
Yeah.
And he basically did this for a week.
Yeah.
So every day the owner got up to check the kitty litter. It's like, my cat hasn't gone for like a week.
Okay.
What is wrong
I've
with
seen what George does. Yeah.
She's like, what is wrong with my cat? And after like a week and a half.
Oh, I know this guy. Yeah.
Then George Clooney did a massive dump in the kitty litter. So then the owner was like, oh my god, like Whiskers. That came out of my
Whiskers.
Cat.
Mr. Whiskers.
So what the boyfriend I think has done is forgot the setup of the joke, went straight to the punchline and just done a shit in the litter box.
He's like, huh? Yeah. What do you reckon?
Like George Clooney.
Get it?
George Clooney.
They're just like, hey, it was George Clooney.
Yeah. George Clooney can do this.
Oh
you
my
can.
God.
So he's just, instead of like being a prankster, he's just a kitty litter shitter. That's all he's done. God.
Kitty litter shitter.
I kind of like George Clooney a little bit more for that. Yeah. Like, I don't like the prank, but I'm like, that's quite well thought out.
Yeah. It's much more thought out than HSP's prank. Yeah.
Richard's worrying about his cat. Like, is everything okay? And then one more, he's like, whoa! boy. Mr. And then George is like, I got you, man.
Yeah.
Do you think when the cat saw that in the box, it just had like a meltdown? Like, did I do this?
Yeah.
Like,
have I shrunk?
And then like, the cat walks over and starts trying to bury it. It's like, you hide its shame.
I mean, it's not going to be happy with this.
No. But see, this is where I think HSP has sort of missed the mark. George did it with his friend, another fellow, male, who, you know, males get poop jokes a lot, get fart jokes. We're twisted.
We are.
Like, yeah, good
we're twisted.
I'm not afraid to admit it. I still laugh at farts now. Mm-hmm. I'm 30 years old.
We've been laughing at a shit joke for the last 10 minutes.
That's a good point. Yeah, I didn't have to clarify that. Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of people have tuned out.
But where he's failed to realize is this is your lover. Yeah. This is someone that like looks at you in a way that's like, oh, he's cute. Is this? He just took a shit in my lip. Like, That's an image she has to get out of her head.
Yeah, the open air aspect really bothers me as well. Like, I think that really bothers. Like, she would have walked into the room and known something was up.
Yeah.
She would have known something was up.
Yes.
When you boil it down, you are an adult.
Yep.
Who took a shit in a sandbox.
Yeah.
And when you get rid of the romance of the prank around it.
Yeah.
That's a very sad and disgusting
thing.
Pretty
fucking full on.
Yeah. All right, I feel like HSP can forgive easily. Like, the relationship can be there. But what does HSP's boyfriend need to do to sort of rectify, even just a little bit?
The good thing is, poor choice of words, rectify, by the way. Seems like he is apologetic. He left the house immediately.
Yeah.
He realizes he took it too far.
Yeah.
And like you said, you miss every shot you don't take.
Yeah.
She seems to love his humor for the most part. So he obviously thought she's going to love this.
Yeah.
His intentions were well intended.
Well intended.
I'd like to think.
Yeah.
It'll be hard to wipe that image from your head.
But I
do think maybe he deserves a second chance if you do really care for him. It's just a speed bump.
Yeah,
I wonder if that is the case and he gets a second chance. If he just becomes very serious and like the joking aspect just goes away. So like,
I would say
I'll never laugh again.
Yeah, right. I feel like I don't deserve
that's
to laugh.
I am the clown who never laughs. But all he needs to HSP probably needs to say is, look, it was a joke. It went badly. No poop jokes.
Yeah.
I don't want to see your shit.
Nope.
That's it. Or your piss.
Yeah.
Or anything disgusting that comes out of your body.
Maybe she's like,
that's
sort of, maybe she alluded to being like, having that sort of sense of humor.
Maybe she was just like, I love poop jokes. This is great.
And then the next
she
day,
she will
yeah.
love it.
And no, then, no. You don't know the back, the lead up to it. But yeah, that is very full on and very, at a short amount of time in the relationship, bit full on.
I wouldn't even do that. And I've been with my wife for 10 years. No. I would never do that.
Yeah, too much. I don't know if I would do that to anybody's kid leader.
No.
Friend, maybe enemy, but that's a bad idea.
Even then, just like, whoa. Yeah. He hates me that much.
Yeah, no, but you know, enemies, you know, that's probably the like furthest I would go against somebody. Pooping in a litter box isn't that bad.
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
It's not like breaking a window.
Hard to do. Yeah, sure, okay. Which you've done, right?
Look, let's maybe finish with this.
Yeah.
if you can't get past it, yep. I think that's fine. But if you gave him a second chance, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah.
He's already, yeah, that's true. He's done his number two.
He has.
And now the other number two should be the second chance.
That's right.
Let's leave it there then for HSB. That's full on. Marcus.
Yes, this is me. And this one's a short one, but hopefully it's a nice and sweet one. Mm-hmm. But it's going to come from something that I absolutely hate, but I keep going back to, and that's the treadmill.
Oh, yeah, I hate the treadmill.
I hate the treadmill.
Yeah, I
hate running outside in general, but the treadmill is the epitome of running, isn't it? Like, it's you go there.
The epitome is like what?
It's built for you to run on.
I mean, yeah, that's what it's made for.
Yeah, the footpath is not built for you to run on.
Footpaths, yeah, not necessarily, I guess.
Yeah, it's for walking as well. But no, the treadmill.
Its sole job is to make you run.
Yes, exactly. And I go back there because I am shredding for a wedding. And every time I get there, I'm like, oh, man, this is the one part of this workout that I fucking can't stand. Yeah. And yet I do it every single time. So,
do you watch something? Like,
TV's going on everywhere. I've listened to podcasts. I do many things on there.
Yeah, right.
But nothing alleviates the pain.
Doesn't matter what I do.
He can't hear himself.
The whole time I'm thinking is, don't die.
He's
don't
wailing.
Die.
He's
don't
like,
die.
Oh,
don't
no. He can't hear it because he's got his headphones in, but everyone else
The reason why I like treadmills,
the whole gym stares at him.
Oh, kill me now. Kill me. The reason why I like treadmills is I'm a video game person. I like seeing numbers go up.
Yeah, sure.
That's
where you get your endorphins.
That's where I get. I'm like, all right, I'm at 10 minutes now. Yeah. Let's just go another 5 minutes.
But I do that when I run outside and the Strava voice is just like, current pace, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, but you run for 2 hours, man. You can't do that on a treadmill.
Do our podcast listeners know that Tom is like a running... you're a fiend.
I'm a fucking fiend, dude.
Give everybody at home the length that you've run.
The longest run I went on was a 42-kilometer run.
Yeah, that's
fucking
insane,
nuts. That's insane,
42.2 kilometers.
Yeah. How long did it take you?
It took me 3.5 hours.
Oh, my God.
He ran to the city and back, pretty much.
I did, yeah. And I've signed up. I'm doing a half marathon in like two weeks,
Can we come and watch? I mean, like, I'll be there on like a bike or something.
You can if you want. It starts at 6:45 in the morning.
Oh, God.
Can I just do a full one?
Can you wear like a GoPro and I'll watch the footage? Yeah.
I want to do a full one, but they only offered the half. And I'm like, well, it's probably a good idea. I'll just do the half one.
How much is a half 40?
21.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You do that like nothing then?
Fuck 21. I run 10Ks.
You should win it.
I run 10Ks in a day and it's nothing. So. Yeah.
Do you know what's insane? Like, he went for a 42-kilometer run, right?
Yeah. It
took him 3.5 hours.
Yeah.
When I hear that, I just think of myself on the couch watching Lord of the Rings for like that period of time. And he's running that whole entire time.
Yeah.
And the best part is, I remember the only thing he said he complained about was not his legs or anything like that. It was just the sweat that was rubbing up against his skin. Yeah. It's like, that was the worst part.
My
singlet
was chafing me so bad. I had like a Godzilla tear on my back. I was considering popping my top off because it was just too painful.
I run for 10 minutes and I'm struggling to breathe. Yeah. My knees are giving out. My muscles are giving out.
You gotta
build up to it. I understand.
You've got Steve Monteghetti right in front of you. He can inspire you to run.
Yeah. Come on, Marcus. Let's go.
All right.
If Frodo had legs like you would have dropped the ring off in 2 seconds.
I'd be slow with those big feet, though.
If I ran with Tom, though, I reckon I'd be trying to keep up for so long, I would die. I would literally like break muscles and all that, even the first 15.
Break muscles and tear bones?
Tear bones. Yeah.
I'll go at your pace, my friend.
No, my pace is fucking slow. My pace is like 2 kilometers slower than yours.
I'll enjoy it even more.
You're going to be like talking to me. He's just talking to me while I'm like, shut up, Tom.
All right,
I can't stand people that talk and run.
Yeah, I'm not about that.
I can't do that. No. Anyway, so Treadmill writes in.
Yep.
Why do people say my name all the time? My name is Treadmill. There is a name there.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, my name is Treadmill. Everyone at work knows my name and they always say it, even if I don't say their name. Sometimes they would just yell my name even without saying anything to me. Is treadmill just a really nice name to say, or am I just popular at work?
Okay.
Treadmill.
I think we need to know what the name
is. That's what I was going
to
say.
It's not a great name. It's just, it's Vanessa. Oh, okay. I mean, I'm not to diss any Vanessas, but it's not like an unusual name.
It's not a great name. Yeah. I like the name Vanessa.
Yeah, it's not a bad name, but it's not like an unusual name.
You're saying it's not like an exotic name.
Is she getting like Vanessa, or is she going like, Vanessa! The Loch Ness Monster! Like, are people like egging her on like that?
Well, Vanessa the Undresser.
Yeah. It sounds like every time they have a conversation with her, it's like, Vanessa, can you go do this? And, oh, Vanessa, can you do it? Like, it's, they constantly say her name.
Thank you, ma'am.
As opposed to, you know, when you walk up to someone's desk, then you know they're talking to you. So you don't need to say, hey, Damien, what's going on? Can you help me with this?
So you're saying using someone's name in a sentence is annoying?
Not,
if someone's be like, Marcus, do you mind blah, blah, blah? And it's like, it's just you and me here.
Yeah. I don't find it annoying. No, not me personally. But it sounds like they're just, Vanessa. It's like, what? Oh, no, nothing. Yeah. I just like your name. It's treadmill.
Let's give her anonymity again.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't feel like people say my name to me that much.
They don't,
and I think when they do it, it really sort of strikes me.
Does it jar you? So this would be jarring for you?
I think I'd like it. What did you say?
You said my name.
What did he say? I don't know. I think I like it when people say, address me by my name.
Yeah, same.
It's the sequel to Call Me By My Name.
Address me by my name.
Address me by my name.
But do you like it? Like, I don't like when people call me by a nickname. I like my full name.
Yeah.
Marcus can come do this or whatever. Yeah. But the moment they give me nicknames, it's like, no, my name is... Unless...
Okay. Oh, you mean like how you call me Little D all the time?
All the time.
Yeah. A lot of the time.
I do it...
Enough.
I do it just to, like, you know, grind your gear a little bit.
I went to this son of a bitch.
Yeah.
His birthday 2 weeks ago.
Little D in the house. What did you say?
Literally, as soon as I walk in, it's Little D.
No, you didn't.
And I was like... I almost turned around and went home.
It was shameful. I'd already left. I missed the arrival. I missed David's reaction. Look,
by that stage, I was already like a little bit too drunk.
Oh, okay.
So he's blamed. I apologize.
He's not blaming on the sunshine or the moonlight. He's blaming on the alcohol.
The funny thing is, I said it, and as soon as I said it, I go, I didn't mean to do that.
It left my mouth, and I was like,
I was like mid-hug move. And as soon as you said that, I put my hands up. I'm like, I'm not hugging you now.
It was an affectionate little bit.
I don't like when people call me Mark.
Yeah.
Bro, you call him Little D and it's
you
okay.
You son of a gun.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Damien. I didn't mean it. I was drunk.
But I like being called by my name, Tom. I think it's the woman's like, just like, yeah, you know who I am. The problem with me at work is people call me by the other guy I worked with. They mix us up.
Yeah.
And like, I'm just like, yeah, it's cool. It's Tom, but no.
Nah.
Like, that happens. So when they get it right, I'm like touched that they know who I am.
Yeah.
It was funny. I hope my wife doesn't mind me telling the story. I realized that... I don't know when I picked it up. I realized that she never says my name.
Right.
Like ever.
But you never hear her say it.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
So one day I was like, hey, can you just say my name?
Just say my name.
Just say my name.
And she was like, no. I'm like, give me a demo. Give me like a day. Give me. She's like, no, I don't call you that. She's like, I never refer to you. I'm like, just say Damien.
You don't know what it is.
Just screaming at her.
Does she give you, does I call you by a nickname or just, it's, hey,
not,
you
not
over there in the corner?
Not nicknames related to Damien. Okay. Just like other, partner names.
You're saved in her phone as where she met you.
Yeah. Just like a boy.
Love will get her, boy.
But like, and it's one of these things where like, I will call her by her first name all the time without thinking about it. Whereas that's not her go-to for me. So I'm always just like, just say it.
No.
Just once.
Say my name.
See, the only time I feel like my partner's similar, but more often than not when I get my name said is when she's angry at me.
So you're associating it. You're like,
not necessarily. Sometimes there's nice times in there, but more often than not, it's...
It's a bad thing.
When we're having a little bit of a tiff, it's... I never say her name completely.
Yeah.
I never go because she. I always call her by her shortened name, which is Liv.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure I've said it on the podcast before.
She's been on the podcast.
But I never say Olivia.
She gives you the full, like, every single name. You're fucking
Marcus Hamilton the third.
Marcus Hamilton Angelica.
Yeah, I got Angelica.
You're a confirmation name. Whatever saint you picked as well.
She picks every name under the
sun. Every single thing.
I think the only time I ever call her Olivia is when we've had a little bit of a disagreement because I'm like, that's when her parents. parents get angry with her. I'm trying to.
Is it like, I'm going to set her off with this?
No, she doesn't hate her name, but it's just.
Like to be like, he's when you need to assert a point, you're saying.
Point of difference, you need to say, no. This is
like, we're having a serious conversation.
Yeah.
I get that. Yeah. And I would say that's fine.
Yeah.
People don't call me Thomas, though.
No one ever calls you Thomas.
In a serious situation.
The only time I ever heard you get called Thomas is when your mum. Your mum was the only person ever called you.
But is your legal name Thomas?
I mean, yeah, legally, I am called Thomas. Okay. I have a license to be called Thomas. Right. It's actually on my license.
License to Thomas.
Yeah. Whoa, you got a fucking permit for that fantastic name? I do, Damien. Yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah.
I got a license to Thomas.
Don't worry. It's above board. There's a dog running around.
Oh my God. You can put a bark on there. That's a dog.
But yeah, so like, I don't mind it. But this person here,
yes,
they don't want to be referred to. They don't want to be like heckled, I guess, is what she's complaining about.
I think I guarantee you they're the only one who's giving it that much thought. Everybody else is just calling them by their name.
And it's weird to be out, like for her to be like, do you mind not calling me by my name? I think it's a weird thing to actually say. You sound unreasonable to bring it up.
Once you actually think it out, like visualize it and say it out aloud what you're trying to actually get across and actually verbalize it to someone, you realize that's actually quite silly of me. Like, who cares? If someone's just saying, treadmill, like maybe that's like, look, if you're going to talk to me, you can say my name. But if you're just yelling out my name, maybe don't do that.
If it's like a joke.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's what she's probably thinking. Like, is it a joke? Like, are people making fun of me?
There was a kid in my school who's a Russian kid. And his name was Vova.
We've heard of Vova.
Vova. And his name was like a meme before memes existed. Yeah. It's just like, oh, Vova. Everyone would just yell it out. And everyone would graffiti it everywhere around the school. So you'd go and there'd be like a Vizzy bin, like a recycling bin with Vova written on the side.
But did he ever get in trouble because, like, did the teacher realize it wasn't him?
Why did you do this? It wasn't me. Because he's the Russian kid. I think they knew that he was sort of like given that.
He's getting targeted.
It wasn't like a hard time. It wasn't like people were making fun of him. I think he kind of liked it.
Did Vova like it?
Well, I think he did, but he was trying to like, that wasn't his like actual name. He was trying to get everyone to call him Vlad. And everyone's like, no, it's Vova.
Did they call him Iced Vova as well?
No, but that's a good one. Oh, there you go. That's a very good one. Mm-hmm. But Vova was like the tag of the school. If you didn't have a tag, it was like a generic one everyone could use.
Yeah, that's so good. So what was Vlad's actual name then?
I think Vlad's his actual name.
Vladimir, how did they get the Vova?
I think that maybe it was like a little nickname that he had and he was trying to shake it. It's like, nah. It's just like there was a kid whose nickname was... Combs, because he had a comb over on the first day of high school. It followed him all the way to the end of year 12.
That's insane.
And he was, he couldn't shake it.
Did he try?
I don't know if he tried, but like, we just knew him as Combs.
Did he accept it?
He accepted it.
Did he introduce himself as Combs?
Probably. I'm sure he would have at least once or twice.
I remember there was one guy at our school that we gave the nickname. His name had nothing to do with Billy.
Yeah.
Not William, not nothing like right. that. But I remember one of our friends just said, you look like this guy. I think, David, you did it too. Was it you?
No, it was one of my friends.
He goes, you look like, Billy the Kid from that, that cartoon.
Right.
So we called him Billy. And he was calling himself Billy by the end of year 12.
It's kind
of
cool.
Yeah.
It's kind of badass.
Yeah.
And then he leaves and goes into like a new workplace or something like that. It's like, Billy. Oh, but my name's actually Jeremy.
Yeah.
Why do you call you Billy? I'd forgotten why.
Did Combs try and rebel and rock up with a different hairstyle every day? Just hoping something else would stick?
I don't know about how they like at that point when it started. I don't know like whether he was like, oh, day two, he just stopped combing his hair over. And I was like, too late. One day is enough.
It was probably a week. And then he's probably realized everyone's making fun of me for this comb over. I got to stop
it. I think he embraced it though.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure if we had like names on the back of our like jumpers, combs would have been on there.
Yeah. I think it's not that bad of a nickname.
Yeah.
There's worse nicknames out there.
It's kind of sick.
Like Little D.
Yeah. So what does our treadmill do then?
Look, I think like you said, Tom, I actually appreciate when people use my name because there are some people where I'm like in my workplace, I'm like, I don't think you know my name. And when they say it, it's like, oh,
you do recognize care. Me. I exist to you.
So the fact that people are aware of who you are, they know your name.
Yep.
I think that's a good thing.
I like it too.
I mean, as long as I don't like stuff up your name, like if they're calling you something different, like Tom was saying, they're calling him by John, his workmate. Yeah. It's like, that's annoying, but they know who you are.
But Vanessa, treadmill. Like, I don't think she's giving us enough information. Is it like a teasing way or is it just like, it just seems like unreasonable to be bothered by it if it's just like, oh, Vanessa, do you mind?
I feel like she doesn't know if it is and that's what's bothering her.
Maybe she thinks it's like a joke that she's not in on.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's also something you can address with people.
No, you can't
say, stop calling me by my name.
Do you mind not calling me what my name is?
Yeah.
It's like, well, what would you like to be called? It's like, no, nothing. Just don't mention my name.
Just slap me over the head when you need my attention.
I don't know. Well, poor treadmill. I hope it works out for her.
I'm sure it will.
All right.
She'll be fine.
Let's leave it there for treadmill, guys, and let's leave it there for the podcast, because that's all the time we have for the show. But great questions brought to the table as always. If you out there, if you're listening, you want to get in touch with us, you can email us at tqhpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to say hi, if you've got a question of your own, feel free to send it there.
Yeah.
But unless there's anything else to add, boys, I think that's all the time we have. Thank you to everyone out there for listening. Thank you, of course, to Marcus.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you to Damien.
Thanks, gentlemen.
And as we end every episode,
stay curious.
Thank you again for listening. If you want to get in touch with us and ask us a question of your own, you can email us at tqhpodcast@gmail.com.
That email again, Tom,
is tqhpodcast@gmail.com. We're also on what, Marcus?
We're on Twitter. We're also on Facebook
at tqhpodcast. You can find us there. And we are also on, Damien,
wherever you can get a podcast, that is where the TQH podcast is. Spotify, iTunes, Spreaker, Stitcher, you name it, we are on there.
And if you head over to iTunes, rate, subscribe, and leave a review, that would be fantastic. 5 stars if you think we deserve it. Thanks for listening.